Well, hi, Nico.
Hi, Greg.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. So, Nico, today I thought we'd talk a little bit about our monthly lessons, or our monthly lesson that we have here at StageLine. So you had a special monthly lesson last month.
Last month, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
The title of the monthly lesson was Thinking in English.
Okay.
It's basically just discussing ways on how we can improve our fluency by changing our mindset.
Okay.
Thinking in English.
So in terms of, you know, as you said, improving fluency, if we're constantly thinking in our native language and translating all the time, of course, that's going to really slow things down. You know, like, what is your name? Anata no namae wa nan desu ka to kikareta kara. Watashi no namae wa Greg desu. My name is Greg, and this is going to kill any kind of conversation.
Yes.
Oh, sounds good. So can you tell us a little bit about what you did in the classes?
Well, it was for 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. In the first week, we read an article about, well, does the language I speak influence the way I think?
Okay.
So we were discussing as to whether the language that we speak, our native languages, whether that influences the way that we think and the way we perceive like things and the world around us, or the other way around, whether the world influences the way we speak.
Okay. What was the conclusion?
The conclusion was both. Hmm. It's both.
Okay.
Our culture influences what language we use.
Yeah. I guess culture and language cannot be separated,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. And the language that we speak also influences the way that we see things as well.
Oh, good. Excellent. So you read an article in the first week?
Yes, for the first week. And then for the second and third...
Get the mindset going.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then for the second and third week, we had tips to extraordinary fluency.
Wow, that sounds great. Yeah.
It was a part one and part two. So yeah, just lots of tips on how to improve your fluency and basically changing your mindset. Basically.
Okay. Change your mindset. So instead of like thinking that you have to translate everything, as you talked about earlier, you know, try to think in the language, use your words to communicate.
Yes, that was one of the biggest things. Try to stop translating, basically.
Yeah.
Because translating, it takes time, you know?
Yeah.
Rather than just, you know, when you see an apple, for example, when you see an apple, the word apple should just come out.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than seeing an apple and saying, like in your head, Ringo, and then translating it.
Right.
It takes time.
I think the thing too is that, and I notice this a lot, is that people ask questions about, you know, how do you say this in English? And often it can't be translated. Like, you know, when we look at some concrete things like, you know, a chair is isu, that's okay. But when we start thinking about how do you say otsukare sama deshita in English?
You can't.
Yeah.
Basically.
So that's
You can, but it's not natural.
And it probably depends on the situation or the case, right? And
And some things just can't be translated.
Yeah.
You know, I speak basically three native languages, and sometimes there are words in one language that just can't be translated.
Yeah. My favorite in Japanese is shinrin yoku.
What does that mean?
Shinrin yoku is like, you know, the feeling, well, in Japanese, it's like the feeling that you have when you're, you know, in the forest and everything is nice, but direct translation might be like bathing in the forest, right?
So, what?
Yeah, it's going to come out a little bit strange.
Yeah, yeah, it would. The fourth week is simple steps to think in English.
Okay.
So that's kind of like a conclusion.
Okay.
Things that you can incorporate in your everyday life.
Right.
To help you think in English.
Okay. Can you give us a couple of examples?
I think the one that I liked the most was using an English to English dictionary.
Mm.
So that one I like the most.
Right. Yeah. So there are, of course, like learner's dictionaries that can help people to grasp what's going on. So trying to learn vocabulary in some kind of context as well.
Yes.
So that it's not just
Translation.
And I remember one time I was in a class and somebody asked me, how do you say late Japanese or something, and I said, late, it's like osoi, and the student was looking at me like, it seems a little, And I go, what do you mean? Like, the class starts at 4 o'clock, and if you come at 4:10, then you're late.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't get it. And I said, what's there to get? And I looked at their sentence, and it said, you know, my late grandfather enjoyed flowers. So, you know, in this case, it means he's not living anymore.
Yes. It's quite different.
And so the word has a meaning in context. Yeah. And if you take it out of there and just say, what does it mean? So the learner's dictionary is going to be really helpful in that way.
Yes.
Because they'll have examples and, of course, many definitions depending on the case.
One of the tips that we discussed was learn sentences and phrases and expressions.
Yeah.
Rather than learning just words.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that, I thought that was really good advice.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that, those are some really great tips for thinking in English. And some of them seem a little bit like, you know, common sense, but it's important to kind of reinforce that and get some practice with it, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So how was this class received? Did people like it?
People did like it. They thought like some of the tips they can do.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was a tip like something like narrate your day.
Ah.
Narrate your day. Like you don't have to be talking to anybody, you know, just on your own by yourself when you're not busy. Just be like, oh, I'm cooking dinner right now. I'm putting in the chicken, you know, narrating your day. It just helps you. I guess it just helps with muscle memory.
Sure.
Just to have your mouth like moving like that way.
Okay.
It helps your muscle memory. It improves your fluency that way. You know, when the more you say things, the more you get used to it.
Excellent. Yeah. And I guess too, if you feel uncomfortable about like speaking out loud when you're alone, you can think in the language as well, right?
As well. Yeah.
And I think that's really good advice. Yeah. And it also kind of, you know, if you're doing that, like, you know, I'm cooking, what's in the fridge, what do I need? And then you might come across something that you find that it's, you know, how do I say this, right?
Yes.
And then you can kind of look it up and make a note of it and then try to think it or say it.
Yes, yes, exactly. And it's also very concrete advice. It's something that can be done.
Yeah.
It can be done in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can do it every day. So that was advice that a lot of the students liked.
Excellent. And I wonder if they're keeping up with it, do you think?
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. I asked them to tell me whether they're able to do it every day or not.
Yeah.
But they said they're gonna try.
Good.
Yeah. At the end of the lesson, I tell them to say, I'm an English speaker.
Right.
Rather than saying, oh, I'm studying English, just say out loud, just say to yourself and say to everybody, like, oh, I'm an English speaker. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks for telling us all about thinking in English, the monthly special class.
Yes, my pleasure.
Anything planned for next month?
Well, for this month, I am doing life and wellness.
Life and wellness.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I should join that class.
Yes.
Thanks, Nico.
You're welcome.